Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Mary Lou Williams' Girl Stars, and this track is called Harmony Grits. Was music from Mary Lou Williams and her Girl Stars, and we heard Harmony Grits. Well, a few weeks ago, I had a chance to interview vocalist Stevie Holland, and we're going to listen to that interview in just a few minutes, but I'd like to start off with playing something from her latest album, which is entitled More Than Words Can Say, and we're going to listen to Stevie and a number entitled Firefly.
Shed her beauty on the night. The noise she makes you will not hear, but with her phosphorescent light she'll try to help your vision to be clear and keep your spirits very bright. Oh, firefly, when you spread your wings you make little rings wings that light up the evening sky. Oh, firefly, when you spread your wings, you make nighttime sing when you start to fly. You're never shy. I wish you'd never die. But the glowing, vibrant life you saw that kept her busy yesterday is only resting till the ice will thaw. Then she'll be back again to play. Oh, firefly, when you spread your wings, you make little rings that light up the evening sky. When you spread your wings, you make nighttime sing. When you start to fly, you're never shy. I know you'll never die. Oh, firefly.
Hi, Stevie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Randy.
Do you remember when you first expressed an interest in music?
I've always had music around me. My mother was an operatic soprano. My dad was a sax player back in the World War II era. He actually had a, you know, from the big bands, he had a band in Alaska. He put his horn down and became a commercial artist, but constantly was blasting jazz throughout the house and made sure that we all listened and appreciated and knew good music. And my Uncle Mike was Fred Astaire's music director in the USO. So when I was very little, I was exposed to a lot of music and was always singing and playing. So it's been part of my whole life.
So you had a great beginning to your life.
Well, it was certainly musical. Great is another story. It was pretty good. Actually, my father, who was a little bit on the manic side, really force-fed us. And I think there was a time when we were little kids, because I also grew up around rock and pop and folk, and I was the youngest of seven kids. So there was a lot of different music I liked. But I first resented his force-feeding of the music and then later grew to appreciate it wonderfully. And it was a good growing up. It was, you know, when you're little, it's nice to have a lot of brothers and sisters around. So a lot of music, just a lot of fighting for, you know, one room there was jazz, another room there was classical, another room my sister would be blasting, you know, Emerson, Lake and Palmer or James Taylor or something like that. So we had a lot of variety in my house.
Yesterday's Days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Then gay you was mine, truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of. Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Then gay youth was mine, truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of
yesterday. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Ottawa U's Campus Community Alternative.
Get ready! 4, 3, 8, 10.
The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
CHUO.
Music from Stevie Holland and her rendition of Yesterdays. What are some of your favorite jazz recordings of all time?
Wow. Well, I mean, Stan Kenton, Cuban Fire is brilliant. I don't even know where to go with it since I'm a vocalist. There are just too many great vocal records. I don't think I could answer that. I have about 30 Ella records and Carmen McRae records and Mel Torme and Sarah Vaughan. I actually love Joe Mooney too, who you don't really hear too much of anymore. Yet I always loved the way he did T for Two. he was a blind musician and singer, and very smooth sounding. And he used to do a T for Two, and the way he started it was do you long for oolong like I long for oolong, baby? It was very, very, very cool, very hip, very sexy, and just love it.
Who are some of the important influences on your singing?
Well, certainly some of the ones I mentioned. I grew up listening to Ella and Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae. I also grew up listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell and Carly Simon. I can't say who really, I think when I was really developing my instrument, even though I can't say stylistically, I am in anywhere the same boat as like a Mel Torme, but I would say that his control really impressed me. Sarah Vaughan's just sort of letting it all hang out influenced me a lot, and Carmen McRae's very intelligent phrasing and subtle approach influenced me. Probably I've listened to more musicians even than vocalists, so I have too many influences. It's all a mishmash in my brain now.
Wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let him try. Unless I've come up with a new sensation, it could be that he's caught up with me and all the mystery I'm speaking of is simply that I'm wet and I fell in love.
That was music from Carmen McRae from her album Sarah, dedicated to you, a tribute to Sarah Vaughan. And we heard a lovely composition entitled Wonder Why. You're listening to Stevie Holland in conversation on CHUO FM. My name is Randy McElligott. You mentioned Joni Mitchell. Now, I've spoken to a lot of vocalists, and that's the one name that keeps cropping up. And I'm just wondering, what is it about her singing that you really like so much?
She's a brilliant songwriter and musician. I think her singing, I think she was just, it wasn't as much the actual sound of her instrument as it is what she does with it, her freedom, just complete unabandoned, you know, quality. She just very, very free, very fluid and uninhibited style that I admired. And her choice of phrasing, too.
If there was only one person living today that you would love to perform or even make a recording with, who would that be?
I'd love to sing with Kurt Elling. I've recently discovered him, and I think he's a genius. He's probably, like, without a doubt, one of the most brilliant vocalists of all time. We'll stop there. That's as a vocalist. Instrumentalists, there are just tons of great guys and gals out there who I'd love to work with. So,
Stevie, we have a living legend by the name of Tony Bennett who will be celebrating his 80th birthday this year, and I just want to know what your thoughts are on this great musician.
Well, first of all, he's a lovely human being. I have met him a couple of times and been backstage with him at some events, and he's a truly lovely, lovely human being. He's a gifted artist and painter. He is he's like the Rock of Gibraltar, you know, completely reliable. You know, you can count on him. You know what you're going to get from Tony Bennett, and it's warm. From where he's coming from, it's a very warm, sincere sound. I think that Tony can definitely swing. And basically at this stage in his life, he's having a good time, just delivering, you know, his favorite music in a very honest, sincere way. I think he's one of our great vocalists, no doubt about it. I'll tell you one of my favorite performances of his, and the guy who promoted it is a man who has presented me in concert a couple of times, Sid Bernstein, who brought the Beatles to America. Sid presented Tony at Carnegie Hall, I think it was 1963, and that's a great album. It's a two album set. I mean, now it would be a two CD set, but I still have the LPs. And he was really, for me, he was sort of at his hippest then, and really, really swinging. It's a great album.
I want to get to your latest release, More Than Words Can Say. Now, I want to know, how long did it take for you to record this album?
We did it over several weeks. Rehearsed with the band a couple of sessions. I would say we did it within 5 weeks or so. Once I go into an album, we're pretty prepared and don't like to let it go over too many months or years, which some of my colleagues do. But it was a great experience. We had I used two different trios of some really, really hot musicians around town here, but actually I have quite an international crew. I used one trio with Martin Bejarano on piano and Hans Glaueschnig, who's German but now in the States, and Einar Skeving, who is an Icelandic drummer, and he's actually gone back to Reykjavik, Iceland, so we're very sorry to lose him right now from the States. And then the other trio is a young woman named Chris Davis, who's a brilliant composer and pianist, and her husband Jeff is on drums. Very, very varied group of musicians, and then we had a string orchestra, of course, on several tracks. And my partner Gary William Friedman did the orchestrations and arrangements. It was a deep, deep labor of love. We're very excited about this album. We have some original songs on it, and I put some of my all-time favorite classics on there too.
Are there any first takes on the album?
Oh yeah, there are a lot of first takes. But where do I begin? Most of them are. First of all, what happens is a lot of times, I'll do something. I think I'm unhappy with it, so I'll do a lot of takes. I think I'm going to do what's called a composite, and then we end up throwing all of that out and just going with one take. So much of what's on the album is pretty much a solid take for each song, and in many cases, the first take.
Did you find it difficult selecting material for the album?
No, never, never. It's difficult. It's difficult editing material because there's so much that I want to do and that I want to put out there. We put four original songs on, and we limit it to that because I feel that it's, you know, for my audience right now, it's nice to do a combination of giving people material that they're familiar with, even though I try to reinvent it and do my spin on it. But we had to whittle down our original tunes and decide which ones to put on. And then as far as the other songs go, no, I'm never searching. It always naturally evolves through, if there's a year between an album or 2 years between, you know, it's during the course of performing and living, the materials it piles up. And then when you have a chance to record it, you have to just sort of say, okay, what can we take out of this stack and make sense of in a record?
I'm going to ask you a very difficult question, and I hope you're up for the challenge. How would you define jazz?
Dizzy Gillespie said if you have to define it, don't do it. Yeah. To me, it is just complete. It's three tiers. Jazz is the soul of music. It is the essence. It is taking what is trained and learned and studied, and then throwing it all away. That's your foundation, and finding the freedom to improvise, to innovate, to invent and explore on your own, and finding one's own sound within music and within a particular piece of music or song.
What is it about jazz standards that make them so captivating generation after generation?
Well, I would give that a two-part answer because I think the whole concept of a standard is, you know, something that stands the test of time. And I think that a lot of what we call our great standards, first of all, many of them, and many jazz standards, you know, came out of the theater. And I think we're really talking about just great standards in general. And these are songs that have solid melodies, solid lyrics. They completely transcend time. And I think the great jazz tunes are, you know, you're looking at sophisticated chord structures that just the ear never tires of. So that's about as brilliant as I can be on that one.
I'd like to go back to a very tragic moment in America's history, and that was September 2001. You mm-hmm. recorded something called This Is America. This must have been a really deeply emotional experience for you.
Well, it was, but I have to be honest. What happened was we were all devastated. I personally knew people. We had connections to. You couldn't be a New Yorker and not either know someone who was killed or know someone whose family member or friend was injured or killed. It was quite devastating. But I think most artists were desperately scrambling to contribute in some way to help. We felt helpless. And I had written a song, This Is America, we actually wrote about a year or so before September 11. Alveda King, who is Martin Luther King's niece, was starting a movement. There's an organization called King for America. And the movement they were starting was called One America, where they wanted to sort of do away with all the titles African American, Italian American, Irish American, Armenian, you know, Asian, Native American, whatever, and just stop labeling. And just you're all Americans, you know, it's a big melting pot. We're all Americans. Let's stop with all these titles, and because they're all so divisive. And so we wrote this song, and they were going to use it for their anthem, but unfortunately, I guess their movement was underfunded, or I don't know what happened. It just didn't really take off. So our song was sitting there, and after September 11, it just suddenly, because there was so much divisiveness in the country and in the fallout, I mean, there was unity through the tragedy, but there was a backlash of negative energy towards many Arab Americans, and it just seemed like perfect timing. So we went in and raised the money and did a big single of this and put it out, and chose a charity that was a scholarship fund for victims' family members and raised money for that charity. And so in some way we tried to do something positive after the fallout of the tragedy. So that was that's the story behind recording that song and putting it out.
From a music perspective, what is it like living in New York City?
Well, it's very musical here, I can tell you that. You can hear a tune on every block, whether or not it's a pleasing tune, I don't know, but this is like the melting pot of the world. So you've got everything here. I mean, if you're interested in any type of music, whether it's Middle Eastern, African, Nordic, jazz, pop, classical, ska, rock, you name it, it's here. So it's very exciting, and it's competitive too. You know, there's a lot of energy out there, so you know you can't sit on your duff if you want to get your music heard. You gotta get out there. and it's just great, great energetic environment for music here.
So New York inspires you?
Yes, it does. It inspires me, and sometimes it drives me crazy. But believe me, I want to get out of here plenty of times, too, and go up to wherever you are, which I think is probably quieter, I hope.
Very, yeah, it is.
New York, you cannot not be inspired by New York, and sometimes you need to just get away from it, because we've created so much energy here that it can be a little daunting at times.
Do you have a vocal coach who keeps your voice in shape?
I am a vocal coach. I have studied for years. I studied since I was a teenager, and worked with several top private instructors and studied in college. And then my last vocal coach, who passed away now, was a fabulous woman, Elizabeth Howell, very highly respected in this field. And I worked with her for years, and basically got my technique pretty strong, that I don't need to work with anyone. I'm sure once in a while I could brush up, but since I'm regularly singing and working, I have my own technique, and I actually have a few vocal students of my own who I will work with occasionally, who are pretty serious about singing, and I share the technique with them. It's not like some secret potion or formula. It's just a good, strong set of scales, and it has a lot to do with just making sure that all sound is meaning and has meaning.
For the rest of 2006, what projects do you have on the go?
Well, we just released this album, so we're really trying to get More Than Words Can Say out there, and I'm going to be doing, I have some in-store performances here, and I'll be singing in a women's jazz fest in the fall, and actually in a cabaret celebration. I sort of keep my toes in a couple of different musical styles and environments here in New York. So I have several performances lined up, and we're trying to get together some kind of tour. We're a small label. I don't have Sony behind me right now yet. If anybody is a Sony executive listening to this, by all means, call me up. But we're planning on hopefully getting out there and doing a bigger tour. Just continuing to put music out there, Randy.
When I first heard your version of Day by Day, I was captivated by your vocal range and the sense of freedom in your voice. Now, my impression was that you really enjoyed singing this particular arrangement.
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, I've always loved the tune, and of course the Four Freshmen have owned it for so many decades now, but we sat down and we kept banging our heads against the wall because we wanted something insane. We just wanted to do something crazy with the tune, and so finally, that one really came together in the studio, where we just, Gary had the guys and said, all right, you know, try this, try that. And suddenly we got this sort of wild jungle sound that we wanted. And what we were trying to create was like this insane opening out of the jungle. And then, you know, Jennifer of the Jungle steps out and tries to calm things down a little bit. But then towards the end of the tune, obviously, we pick up and get pretty zany with it. We just wanted to have fun with it.
Day, I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I'm falling day by day. You're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years day by day. Thank you. You're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
I noticed towards the end of the tune, your voice really cuts loose, and you were singing like really, really high there for a while.
Yes, that's a B flat.
So what,
my high—that's my high B flat.
So what is your octave range?
Well, it's very funny. I was looking at a review of this recent album on All Music Guide, and I saw that the reviewer for All Music Guide claimed that I had a 4-octave range. And I will tell you this, I don't think any human being has a 4-octave range. I don't think that is at all physiologically possible. Now, if anybody listening to this has a 4-octave range, please write me at my website and tell me, because I would love to know. My range is, I would say, a strong 3 octaves.
Of all the selections on More Than Words Can Say, do you have a favorite?
Being the youngest of 7 children, you know, very sensitive. It's like somebody asking my mother, do you have a favorite kid? They're all my little children, and each one. There's a song. There's an original song on there called "Evening Song," which I lost my dad several months ago, and we sort of dedicated that song to him. And it's loosely relates to my relationship with him. So that has great meaning for me. "Evening Song," but I really every tune. Because my style and taste is so varied, each one just sort of like fulfills me and makes me really happy in so many different musical areas. So I can't say I have a favorite. I really love them all.
Whoa.
He called me the other day without too many words to say. Just we're open for business this Christmas. Do you think you'll be coming this way? So many months of silence, so many days of pride. One little call just ended it all and narrowed the great divide. So many worlds between us, so much alike are we. Why do we let the anger get so far that we can't see? It may not mean he's sorry, may not mean I'm right. It may just mean he loves me and doesn't want to fight. It may not last forever. What does in this world? It may just mean a father wants to see his girl. Summers in the garden, music would fill the air. There was a time of beauty and rhyme when magic was ours to share. Life moves along too quickly. When will we ever learn? Soon comes goodbye with no reason why, and yesterdays can't return. It may mean he's sorry, may not mean I'm right. It may just mean mean he loves me and doesn't want to fight. May not last forever. What does in this world? It may just mean a father. It may just mean a father. It may just mean a father simply wants to see his girl.
That was a beautiful piece of music from Stevie Holland, Evening Song. This afternoon, we're featuring Stevie Holland in conversation. My name is Randy McElligott, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Lots more music on the way. Let's get back to Stevie Holland. Now, the group of musicians that play on your latest recording, are they your regular working band?
I wish they would. Well, first of all, I don't think both pianists would like to travel with me. But I used the two trios because of this very fact, because I work with such top-notch musicians, and since I'm not touring so heavily right now and so regularly, it's impossible. The musicians are such hot cats that basically I would need to provide them with constant employment. So I don't have a regular working band. I work with a lot of regular musicians. So we work together, and I have like performances lined up this fall. So if I have one date, Martin, can you do it? You can't do it. Chris can do it then. Or can Chris, you can't do it. So I have sort of a small, tight roster of some great musicians I work with, and I certainly on the album picked of the best of them. And so it's tough. You have to really, really have steady work to keep a regular band.
Now, your background is it half Italian, half Norwegian?
Yeah, that is correct. My father's side was Italian, and my mother was Norwegian.
Now, have you ever been to Italy or Norway?
I've been to Italy, I had a former boyfriend, BG, before my husband, we say, but who, one of the last times I went, he was actually serving as a godfather of his cousin's wedding in Calabria, so that was really quite an experience. That's down in the south of Italy. But I have been to most of Italy, not quite the far north. I have not been to Norway yet, but I have had some wild Norwegian experiences. I can share one fun little story with you.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Well, my as I mentioned before, my mother was this beautiful operatic soprano, and she used to sing a lot of Edvard Grieg, and she sang this song, who's the patron, saint composer of Norway, and she used to sing Ye Elsker Day. And when Gary and I were first working together, he said, "Ah, enough of the Italian, let's tap into the Norwegian side." So I decided I pulled Ye Elsker Day out of some folder, and so I went around in several shows and concerts, and I started singing a sweet little a cappella version of it, and then the trio would come in, and we did and I would do a little funny story about it, and how my husband has these Viking fantasies, and so I have to fulfill them every now and then, and it was sort of this little joke, Then one night we were talking about it, and we realized that the song really wasn't long enough. So since it was in the public domain, I decided to add new lyrics, and Gary added music to it, and we expanded it into this really big tune. And so when we released Restless Willow, my last album, we did a special press release just for that particular song that my mom wrote in Norwegian, and we sent it all over the place. And before I knew it, I was hearing from the ambassador, the consul general, and then the Chamber of Commerce contacted my publicist and said, "We'd like to talk to Stevie Holland about an opportunity to sing for a Norwegian-American audience." Well, it turned out that last year was Norway's 100th anniversary of its independence from Sweden, and the king and queen were coming in. So I was invited to sing for the king and queen of Norway last year. So it was a lot of fun, and it was one of those things that be careful what you wish for. What started as a little fun joke doing this little Edvard Grieg tune turned into this whole big experience singing for the king and queen of Norway and writing something that these heavy hitters in Norway really related to. So it was quite a thrill. Needless to say, I had to peel my mother from the floor the day I told her I was singing for the King and Queen of Norway.
when you sang for them, was that in Norway or was that in the States?
It was actually in New York. It was in New York. But I do hope to go to Norway soon, and I have some new friends over there now. So we're hoping to put that on the tour map too.
Let's give a listen to some more music from Stevie Holland from her latest release, More Than Words Can Say. And we're going to listen to a beautiful track called Only You.
Only you can make this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love. For only
got your dial
locked
on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsches aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
By the marriage bed, my eyes can see lovers dancing ceremoniously, gracefully along the corridor. Geese in slippers dance the varnished floor. Lovingly on the white pallor of varnishing, ladybirds and clock o'clays can sing. Bees spin music on the chrome of a basin sun-waxed honeycomb. Jaguars prance, a chittering toad sings to the blue eyes of the hog. Love, when at last from sweet content you are lost in dreaming argument, you will drive where swans are bound at last.
Stevie Holland and Lovingly. What are you listening to these days, Stevie?
Oh, my goodness. Everything new and everything old. Regina Carter's new album, I think, is wonderful, absolutely beautiful. And listening to, actually a little more classical music. My tastes are so varied, Randy, that I go back to a lot of old jazz recordings, which I can't stop listening to. Actually, I just put on a very crazy album the other day. It was from the early 60s, and the group is called the Double Six of Paris. There's another one for you. So now you got to check out Joe Mooney. And now you have to check out the Double Six of Paris. They were a vocal group in the 60s, and they do a brilliant arrangement of For Lena and Lenny, Count Basie's tune. There's a high soprano in the group, and her name is Christiane Legrand, and she's Michel Legrand's daughter. And a very, very fun, swinging, breezy vocal group. But I'm listening to lots of new stuff today. We just go through the decades in this house when we put music on.
Well, Stevie, how about we listen to a little music from Double Six of Paris? This one features Dizzy Gillespie, and it's called Blue and Boogie. Thank you.
Une radio sans stress, dans une atmosphère décontractée, CHUO 89.1, en harmonie avec la communauté et le jazz.
Aside from singing, do you play any other instrument?
I noodle on the piano, and I noodle, which I really regret. I had started with piano lessons, and I had a sister who was brilliant and went on to study to be a concert pianist. So she sort of took over the piano, and I could never really practice enough. So I then moved on to guitar, and I wanted to just learn basic guitar, but I had this instructor that insisted that I do Spanish classical, so never got too far with that. So I'm a noodler, and I mean, I have a good, solid music head here, but as a vocalist, I'm also a performer, so I'm sort of happy to just stay away from the instruments and just get out there and sing.
Now, you studied at New York University for a while. What was the most important lesson that you learned while studying there?
How to pay for my rent and afford New York University. Well, I was in a program. I was a drama major, and I was because I'd had a lot of music when I was in high school, and so I was in an acting company, and we actually studied professionally 3 days a week and then had our other studies the other 2 days of the week. So I think one of the most important things I learned, which maybe wasn't just at NYU, it was always just in my life, was to find the keep the balance between quote-unquote art and real life, and keep your feet on the ground, and always have a mixture, be a human being who's connected to the world while you create and create your art and hone your skills. Don't just get caught up in a world of being an artist.
Do you remember your first performance as a jazz musician?
My first performances, certainly when I was a teenager, I was doing more theater and pop, so I don't think I could claim to have honed any of my jazz chops. They sort of came out a little after, in the last decade. I think somewhere along the way in my performances here in New York, I sort of evolved a little more from cabaret and theatrics to swinging to wanting to work with better musicians and improvising more, and so somewhere in the last several years, I think there was one night where I broke loose, and I don't know where it was or when it was, Randy, but it was probably here in New York in a club.
Now, you have a background in theater and cabaret. Now, how has this experience helped you get to where you are now?
Well, I think it all just goes into the mix. Basically, I will, if somebody's a brilliant musician, I will sit and listen to the set and enjoy them, and that's all that matters. But if somebody can give me a little more than that, like maybe be a little entertaining, I think that's great too. We're all human. I think we respond to entertainment. So I think if you can, you know, my goal has been to try to combine being entertaining, communicating with my audience, having something to say, and also honing my chops as a good musician. So the cabaret and theater just helps lighten it up and helps, you know, helps me to not stay so serious about the music, just to have fun and remember that I also want to put a smile on somebody's face and entertain them.
How has the emergence of the internet helped your career?
Oh, well, undoubtedly it has expanded my potential audience and allowed me to reach people I, you know, may never have been able to get to. It also empowers the artist, certainly the independent artist, to connect in ways, I mean, unthinkable. We have access to the world now. So it's great, and you know, it's a lot of fun being able to have a website and have people be able to come directly to you and communicate, and it's a lot easier than opening up letters with a letter opener. You can just click on and read your mail. It's wonderful. It's just opened up the world, I think, for all of us.
Before you go, Stevie, I'd like to feature one more composition from your latest album, More Than Words Can Say. And what I'd like to play is one of my favorites off the album. It's a song called By Myself. And for any of you out there who would like to visit Stevie's webpage, it's stevieholland.com, StevieHolland.com, and you'll find some information, biography, all kinds of news regarding this talented vocalist. So here we go with Stevie Holland and By Myself.
I'll go my way by myself. This is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself. Love is only a dance. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself. Like a bird on the wing, I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself alone.
to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing.
Stevie, I'd like to thank you for dropping by today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's been a pleasure as well. And I hope that we have a chance to meet when I, one of these days, get up your way. And I'm so glad that you enjoyed More Than Words Can Say. And my best to all of your listeners.
There have been times in my life I have spent wondering why. Still, somehow, I believed we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure. You're waiting to hear one good reason to try. Lord, what more can I say? What's left to provide? You think maybe it's over, only if you want it to be. Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle, or stand up and fight? This is it. Make no mistake where you are. Your back's to the corner. This is it. Don't be a fool anymore. The waiting is over. No room to run. Nowhere to hide. No time for wondering why. It's here. The moment is now. About to decide. Let him believe. Or leave him behind, but keep me near in your heart. And know whatever you do, I'm here by your side. You said maybe it's over, not if you don't want it to be. For once in your life, here's your miracle. Stand up and fight. This is it. Make no mistake where you are. You're going no further until it's over.
Hi, this is Stevie Holland, and you're listening to In Transition with Randy McEllicott at CHUOFM 89.1, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa.
Bye. Just like this. This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
My name is Randy McEllicott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. And we're also streaming live over the internet at www.chuo.fm. A vocalist that was attached to Eddie Condon's band for a little while was Lee Wiley. And we're going to hear some music from her right now. This is a tune called Let's Fly Away.
Find a land that's warm and tropic, where Roosevelt is not the topic all the livelong day. Let's fly away and find a land that's so provincial we'll never hear what Walter Winchell might be forced to say. I'll make your life sublime, far across the blue. I'll take up all your time, compromising you. Let's not delay, make Mother Nature rhyme a style. New York is not for us, let's fly away.
Get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Music from Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Orchestra and Why Don't You Do Right. And before that, we just heard some music from Lee Wiley with Let's Fly Away. Let's change the pace a little bit here and listen to some music from saxophonist Virginia Mayhew. Now, Virginia has been on the scene for a little while, but she's really been making waves with her performances and the way that she approaches not only her playing but compositions as well. We're going to listen to the title track from her album, Sundance Shuffle, and I think this will be a fitting example of what I'm talking about. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
That was music from Tanique Postma, sax player, and her composition entitled Thanks. Here's some music from pianist Hatta Brooks, and this is someone who I'm not really that familiar with, but we're going to give a listen to a track called Bully Woolly Boogie.
Sister! fire it.
That was music from the great Ella Fitzgerald and a tune called Flying Home. It's always a pleasure to listen to Ella's voice. She has so much energy. Now, although that last track was recorded under less than ideal conditions, I think the spirit of her performance really came through. A few years ago, while I was at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, I had a chance to witness something that I think was very special. Actually, it's one of the most memorable moments in my concert-going career, I guess you could call it. Dorothy Donegan was performing, and out walked Phil Woods, the great alto sax player. And Phil Woods was telling Dorothy on the stage that this was the first time that they ever performed together. Well, I tell you, that night the place was just going nuts. They just put on a great performance, just the two of them. There was no backup band or anything like that. After that festival, the two of them left, and they went to Italy to perform at the Umbria Jazz Festival, and I think several other festivals after that. Now, unfortunately, Dorothy Donegan is no longer with us, but, you know, she was such an incredible performer and quite a character. Every time I saw her, she would have tons of exuberance and energy and passion on the stage. Now, I picked a composition that I think exemplifies what this lady was all about. We're going to listen to a track entitled Piano Boogie.
This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
again. I seem to get that whole yearning. Then I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old.
Well, that's going back quite a ways in time. That was vocalist Adelaide Hall with, you guessed it, Fats Waller was playing organ on that composition entitled That Old Feeling. We're going to listen now to some music from June Christie with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. And this one is called Shoofly Pie. It's a composition that was, I think, a favorite in Kenton's band when June Christie was performing with him. So let's give it a listen.
Shoe fly pie, an apple band, it makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful star. Shoo fly fly, an apple pan dotty makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo fly fly, an apple pan dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful star. Mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe-fly pie. An apple band dotty makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say a hottie shoe-fly pie. An apple band dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful star. An apple pan dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo shoo fly by. Shoo shoo. half of that wonderful star. Fly by, fly by, and apple pan dotty. Thank you.
was music from violinist Regina Carter and a track entitled How Ruth Felt. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I'd like to thank Stevie Holland again for dropping by and sharing some time with us, some of her thoughts about music and her latest recording, which actually sounds pretty good. We're going to end the show today with some music from the Kit McClure Band, and those of you out there might remember Kit McClure appearing here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago. We're going to listen to something from her brand new album, and the album is entitled The Sweethearts Project, and we're going to listen to a tune called Diggin' Dirt. Now, this is an album that pays tribute to a band, the Sweethearts of Rhythm, that were an all-woman big band back in the 1940s, and if you have a chance to pick up this album, I would highly recommend it. There's some beautiful music on it. And we're going to listen to one track right now, Diggin' Dirt on CHUO FM. We'll be right back. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Hope you have a great week, and don't forget I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.